This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The return journey of Indian astronaut group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission will begin today. Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said the undocking has been scheduled for today at 4:30 p.m. He said the crew will arrive back on Earth tomorrow at around 3 p.m. More from our correspondent.
After landing, Group Captain Shukla, along with other crew members, will undergo a 7-day rehabilitation program under the supervision of the flight surgeons to adapt back to Earth's gravity. Group Captain Shukla is on a 14-day mission to the International Space Station. He became the first Indian to visit the International Space Station and the second Indian astronaut after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma, who went to space in the year 1984. During the journey, Group Captain Shukla conducted 7 India-specific experiments. In his farewell speech aboard ISS, Group Captain Shukla described his space journey as incredible.
It has been an incredible journey. I did not imagine all this when I started on Falcon 9. The team that is standing behind me, you guys have made it really special for us being here on the station. It was an incredible joy to be here and working alongside with a bunch of professionals. I would like to thank my country and all their citizens for supporting this mission, all the colleagues at ISRO who have worked tirelessly in developing all the protocols, the science and the outreach activities.
Along with Shukla, the mission had 3 astronauts, Commander Peggy Whitson from the US and mission specialists Sławomir Uznański, Wiśniewski and Tibor Kapu of Poland and Hungary. The SpaceX Falcon 9 carrying the crew was launched from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has underlined the importance of open exchange of views and perspectives between India and China amid the complex international situation. Dr. Jayashankar held a meeting with Vice President of China Han Sung in Beijing today. He highlighted that continued normalization of ties between the two countries can produce mutually beneficial outcomes. The minister also expressed confidence that his discussions in this visit will maintain that positive trajectory.
Our bilateral relationship has been steadily improving since the meeting of Prime Minister Modi and President Xi Jinping in Kazan last October. I'm confident that my discussions on this visit will maintain that positive trajectory. We have marked the 75th anniversary of the establishment of our diplomatic relations. The resumption of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra is also widely appreciated in India. Continued normalization of our ties can produce mutually beneficial outcomes.
Dr. Jayashankar noted that the resumption of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra is also being widely appreciated in India. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court today reserved its order on cognizance of the prosecution complaint of the ED against senior Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi and others in the National Herald money laundering case. The court has listed the matter for order on the 29th of this month. The matter was related to whether to take cognizance of the supplementary charge sheet in the National Herald case in which allegations of money laundering against Congress leaders have been made. The 6th batch of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra 2025 embarking via Nathula, Sikkim is scheduled to reach Sikkim this evening. The group has 52 individuals comprising 45 Yatris, 2 liaison officers and 1 ITBP doctor. 9 people died in a road accident that occurred last night in Annamaya district of Andhra Pradesh. Several others were seriously injured in the incident. According to officials, the accident occurred when a lorry carrying mangoes from Rajampet to Railway Kodur market overturned on the embankment of the Reddipalli pond in Pulampeta Mandal. India need 135 runs to win against England in the 3rd test match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's on the final day today. Chasing a target of 193 on a tricky Lord's pitch, India were 58 for 4 at stumps yesterday. India still have first inning centurion K.L. Rahul unbeaten on 33. Earlier, hosts England were bowled out for 192. And with that, we end this news bulletin.